Minnesota State Fair is a lot. A lot of noise. A lot of people. For some people, a lot is just way too much. But this year, for the first time, the State Fair is taking steps to truly be the great Minnesota get-together for everyone. Is there someone in your family who feels overwhelmed by all the sights, sounds, and smells at the State Fair? This year, there's a less stimulating day just for them. Plan to visit on Monday, August 28th. On the Kidway from 9 to 11, and on the Mighty Midway from 10 to noon, lights and noises will be minimized. The flashing and beeping and loud music on the rides, games, and other attractions will be turned way down or turned off completely. Less will be more for those with sensory processing sensitivities. So get in on the fun at the State Fair. Moms, dads, caregivers, take note. That's Monday, August 28th from 9 to noon. See you there.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
Girl, you called it. She did it. She pulled a plug on it, Tina. She did it. She did it. Kiki Palmer done kicked her baby daddy to the curb. Baby, is the baby even walking? Is the baby walking?
The baby ain't even. Look, the baby. Is the baby holding the head up and holding the bottle yet? No, 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 no. And I'm going to tell you, girl, let me
say. The baby's still in so-so shoes. Baby ain't got the.
I'm telling you, marketing. This girl is. You know what? I'm gonna be that mama. She is marketing. Hey, she not letting some man control her every move. And you know what? He made a slip. She got viral. She took advantage, and so did Usher.
She took way advantage because you called it right after we did the show. Where she was saying, I'm a mother. You was like, she gonna come out with some shirts and some sweatpants, and she gonna come out with her. Girl, she trademarked it, came out with some sweatshirts. As soon as she came out, they sold out. And now, I don't know if you've seen this, she's got a new song and a video with Usher.
Oh, and it's called something about my boyfriend or something?
Called My Boyfriend. And she, have you seen the video? Okay, first of all,
I've seen the clips.
She can sing and dance because, you know.
She can sing. She's an artist.
Yeah, she's one of those, you know, all talented / Sammy Davis Jr., Debbie Allen type, where she can act and dance and sing and all this other stuff, right? So she's in a video dressed like Usher. You know, you remember when Ciara did that, like a man, like a boy?
Yes.
So she's dressed up just like
I was a boy.
Brown leather jacket. She got the white shirt. She got the medallion. She's got a hair flat.
I'm going to have to go look that video up, but I saw little clips.
And she dancing like Usher, and they dancing together. And old boy got to be at home having bad dreams, Tina. He got to be sick.
He's moving on, and he's going to focus on his career and acting. You should have. This was the opportunity for you to use your acting. You should have came out like, oh, baby, you know what? I'm sorry. You know, he could have went all in, and he could have really got his own props for this one because he could have came out on a better end. Don't go ghosting. You need to go in on it. But you know, he should have went in on it.
But at first, I thought that she was using this opportunity to, you know, fool all of us with the shirts, and she was just clowning him, and he was in on it. He ain't in on it. His ass is on the outside looking in like us. This was all for real.
And they don't have to parent in the same house. So, but you know what? That shows you how that relationship was built on like silly putty. Because that stuff was not firmly found, you know, founded. Because I'm like, dude, y'all had a baby. You know, you have reason to fight to say, hey, let me step back. She ain't my wife. Let me, you know, let her go and have her time. She didn't have a baby. And so, you know, I just feel like he needed a publicist on that one, and they just missed the mark.
Well, Tina, that lets you know that she obviously wasn't worth fighting for, because he gave up. I never thought about it until you said something. He gave up way too easy.
He sure did. He gave up way too quickly. And I'm like, it was Usher. You know Usher over there. They ain't dating. You know it was all about, it's all about the entertainment for them. You know, if they can get people's excitement and likes and, you know, just to start following them and increase their, you know, increase their numbers, that's what they look for. And I'm like, he was I almost feel like he thought he was going to be able to use her to get to where he wanted to be. But she ended up showing him some stuff, because see, I think he wanted to become a big actor and people get to know his name. How you gonna get to know your name? You gotta put your name, hit your card onto somebody who got a name.
Yeah, and he didn't do that. What he did was he got his ass handed to him, basically.
He sure did. I don't know what his brother was. You know, his brother is Dro that played on Insecure. He was the brother.
Can we find his daddy? Let's go all the way back. Where's Dennis? Because somebody should have told him to sit his ass down, get this check, take care of that kid.
Be stay at home dad and go do what you need to do.
So, Tina, was it ego? Was it friends in his ear? Was it just bad home training? What do you think it was that kept him
from his pride? See, he got it. You know, one thing I realized about these young people, if you want to go for them, how you can kill a self-esteem, kill a dreams, is get on the internet and make them be the subject of the day, make them go viral. They don't know how to just turn the computer off.
Ooh.
And go find your place, go make up with your girl, you know, hey, but you know, he didn't even have to put nothing on social media. But see, they don't know how to disconnect from that social media, and because they thrive on it. They got to go read what everybody say. They got to go see, and that's killed his pride. He didn't feel he could come back from that, as opposed to turn it off, go talk to Kiki. Hey, you know what? I was wrong. I didn't delete all that stuff. Let's figure this out.
I'm sorry.
People was in that ear. People on social media, oh, look at you. What are you? You know, women gonna come at you. Know, a black woman is gonna come after you if you go after another mama about anything, because you don't know what we went through to have them babies, and you don't know what our bodies go through. You know, so we all a part of this secret club that them brothers don't know nothing about.
And we love us some Kiki Palmer. Now, had he done that to Monique or somebody, everybody's little niece. We've never heard about anybody talking cross about her. Nobody talking about her being unprofessional. You know, her mom did a really good job of trying to steer her into her craft and away from trouble. She ain't never had no drunk driving. You never heard of her
no drugs,
and drugs, jail time, beating nobody up, cussing nobody out, being hard to work with. Mm-hmm. Everybody who's ever worked with this young lady talks about what a good work ethic she has, and you know how
she has her mom. Her mom is always with her. Her whenever things are going on in any, wherever she's casted or whatever production she's, her mother is there. So she always had that foundation. So you know, so I kind of feel like she is one of those ones that, you know, we happy that for her success. And before the baby, and you know, she was on game shows, she's on Good Morning America, she was on, you know, she got some sunglasses, you know, she doing things. So she was creating her brand, and you know, she feel like, I want to be a mom, I've met this man, I'm gonna have this baby. And you know what, she was not gonna let this man put his thumb on her for all the stuff that she has done. And he didn't know how to come back on that one.
Okay, now how is it? When did this change? Because we've seen time and time again our black women entertainers who lose it. Who let the man put their look at Whitney Houston. Bobby came in, she didn't want to outshine Bobby, his ego, his pride, everybody in his ear. And this Negro ain't even had no social media. He was just crazy. Yeah. And when you saw Whitney pull back, right?
Yeah, he the king of R&B. Girl, king of R&B who?
Who? Ribs and barbecue? Girl. Red beans and rice? What the hell was she talking about? We saw it also with Janet Jackson and a little backup dancer she had. Mary J. Blige and Kendu. You know, when is this a new thing that our younger black women are saying, we're not finna deal with this. We're not gonna have it. They're not gonna control us. We the breadwinners. They're gonna get the fucking fall in line or get on up out of here.
And you know what? And I appreciate it because I think we have been, you know, you hear about, you know, when you make those vows, you know, they say you need to, you know, obey. You know what? I have been hearing more and more, even if you do decide to marry me and they want to say that word obey, you know, women are like, we didn't talk about that in marriage counseling. We going to skip over the obey. I'm going to be here. We going to, you know, but I'm not obeying anything, you know, God other than God, you know, things. So it's like, I think this new generation, they are taking all the language, all the taboos, all the concepts, and they picking out the stuff that's gonna make them successful, and all that other stuff these old people talking about, they ain't doing it. They ain't gonna let no man, you know, rule what they're doing right now. If they're in a craft, they gonna take control and they're gonna own it. They not taking their check home to their man. They not checking no checks home. They owning their stuff, and I appreciate it.
Yeah,
like they say, they taking their bodies back.
Oh, all of it. Mine, yes. And spirit. Mine. Because remember when, you know, that was the thing, you'd be so crushed, you know, after a breakup, you know, I'm just, you know, you would think that she going to be just like down and out and, you know, oh my gosh, she got to raise
up.
She out there at the club, she doing the
They going on cruises, they planning big celebration. We broke up, you know, and I'm going to move on. I'm letting you know, I'm celebrating this point in my life. And going forward, they not sitting there moping around.
Because I remember, girl,
I don't even think they follow him around. You know, y'all used to be like, let me follow him around and
see what he doing. He met somebody else. Girl, how many men I was in the bushes had you in the bushes with me? Tina, keep the car running. I'm going to go look and see what he doing.
Girl, you over there saying, who the new chick? Who he done left me for? We don't do that no more, you girl. Look, we're not even flashing ties. We ain't doing none of that stuff that Jasmine Sullivan saying. We ain't breaking no windows out of no car. We like, oh, you don't want to be here? Then go on there. You go be gone.
Yeah. And ain't thinking twice about them. But what does that do for our younger girls? You know, I know for me as an older woman, it's energizing. I'm not even going to lie to you. I should be ashamed to say it. But girl, I used to be a certain way with my ex-husband. You know, just real kind and loving and thoughtful and all this other good stuff. But girl, Kiki Palmer, I don't know. I felt liberated. Girl, he told me this morning, you know, I had to take care of the kids. And, you know, this morning when I got up and get them all squared away and started for breakfast. And so I was getting ready to go to a meeting. And he came upstairs. He was like, I don't feel good. I was like, oh, okay. Well, if you fall out of something, call me. I got to go. And
I got in the car. You got to keep it moving.
And went to my meeting and did what I had to do. Girl, any other time I'd be like, oh, well, let me reschedule because, you know, I take care of you.
Remember that word I keep telling you, ex-husband.
I know.
It just so happened that the ex-husband and you have an arrangement where he can help, he can be in-house taking care of you, but you know, he the ex-husband.
Yes.
He don't get the husband privileges.
And
he don't
get the husband.
He don't get to get his plate made and put on the table. We don't wash his clothes, you wash your own clothes, girl.
That's when I knew it was real.
Now listen, we'll get back to the podcast in a minute, but first,
you know that building a successful business takes time, but as your business grows and changes, it feels like time is the one thing you never have enough of. Work with a banker who understands that the right time to get you the financial flexibility your business needs to thrive is right now. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care. Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org
At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.
Everybody has a few things lying around that seem like trash but aren't right for the garbage bin either. Ramsey County is here to help. So if it's that pile of branches, those leftover food scraps, that stack of paint cans, or that old TV, Ramsey County makes it easy to drop off items like these and more without a lot of extra work. Free of charge. Learn what items you can dispose of and where at RamseyRecycles.com. Because in Ramsey County, recycling is for everyone.
That's when I knew when them different laundry baskets showed up at the house. That's when I knew it was real. When I washed my clothes and there wasn't no men drawers in them, yes. That was over 10 years old. Yes. That's when I was like, this shit just got real. We really don't go together.
And don't be trying to sneak it up in there either. And
girl,
and you know what? Every time you, if you see them snuck in there, you throw that onto the,
Girl, talking about sneaking draws, I got to make sure he don't sneak on me because, you know, I get weak-willed. I'm like, ooh. I'm gonna mess around and lost 2-3 pounds, all manicured, looking all nice and lathery.
Stay focused.
You better give me some blinders because, girl, we was in place one day. He came upstairs and I was like, oh, damn, you. Mm-hmm.
Girl, you know that the flesh is weak.
I told him I don't even want to ride to church. When I said you go on ahead, I'm gonna meet you there. I didn't want to ride to church. I was scared I was gonna reach over, grab the hand. Or, mm-hmm. You know that's how it's
going. You don't need nothing familiar coming back to mind. Don't nothing familiar. You need to let all of that go where it was. And you know what? And you know what? I think because of it, he'll look at you differently. He'll be she ain't. You know. I'm walking around in them sexy underwear that she used to like. She ain't flinching.
I ain't flinching. But you know what? I had to do, girl? Honestly, I had to stop drinking. Okay. I had to stop drinking because if I'm drinking, I'm going to be like.
We know how that go. You be reminiscing. And then, you know, it's old school time and hip hop. That song pop on and you be like, you remember back in the day.
Yeah.
Put it down. Shut down, girl,
that's what Kiki did. I'm about to be like Kiki. We need to get some shirts. Be like Kiki, because Kiki is not around.
Because I'm a mother, and I already know I'm a mother in every way. MF, I'm the mother of kids. Okay, there you go. I'm a mother.
Girl, Kiki need to be at all of the Usher shows. She need to be on stage performing that new song.
She probably will. I can see it because you know he just extended his residency in Las Vegas, so he'll be there longer because I think he was going to end in like October. Now they done added some new dates, tickets on sale right now. So you know what, girl, that he is taking this in, and so is she, because you know what, you got to ride the wave when you own it. And I'm telling you, once they forget about all of this, they're gonna move on to somebody else.
But wait, this is the craziest thing. Everybody's a winner, but old boy, he the one, you know, got his in his feelings. He the one, you know, upset, and now everybody is winning.
I'm gonna call it again. There's some woman out there, because you know they got him out there. They finna dust him off and they finna change it up a little bit, give him a little bit more edge, and watch. He coming back, but he gonna be coming back with somebody else who trying to come up. Because see, I'm calling it. Somebody out there, I don't know who it is, Doja Cat,
one of them old housewives, Larsa Pippen, somebody.
He's probably gonna be on R&B female exes. They probably gonna have a whole show.
Love and hip hop, something.
He gonna
wind up being somebody's boy toy. Okay.
Yeah. He's coming back, but he finna come back. He gonna be on that show. All them dudes that messed over these sisters, they over here now. They complaining that they didn't get they say. They gonna have a whole show.
I used to be a whole show. I need to be the producer because they need to call it "I Used to Love Her." Like they call the song "I Used to Love Her." Do you know that's some money? That's some money, girl.
We said it first, so if somebody else pull this up, Shaletta already called.
I used to love her, girl. Let me call my producer and some photographers and see if old boy let me give him a little piece of check, and we just let him sit around. That's the podcast. Look,
girl, you You need to get Corey Hardrick, the one that messed over his wife. You need to go get Kendu.
Look, we're gonna pull out a whole list of
Janet Jackson, Jill Scott, ex-husband, all of Halle Berry, Stone 5.
You know, Sherry Shepherd to throw all her.
Oh, Jesus. God. That man looking for somebody to talk to. Bless his little fat, chubby heart. Girl, we'd have a whole
year. We almost need to have a podcast and bring them on here so they can tell their side of the story.
I used to love her. We'll tell them it's a safe space. You know, they love, that's their new favorite word. We know you've been through a lot of trauma. This is a safe space. You could talk to us.
Yes, because I'm telling you that the internet, they will cancel you. They will put you in a place where you don't feel like you can come back. But
you
won't.
You can't.
A safe space.
This is a safe spot. We love you. We don't just want to hear from you. You sound misunderstood.
Girl, we are so good. Look, I already called it. And I'm going to tell you, I got to tell you this funny thing. So I don't know, Kevin on the stage, him and his wife have a podcast. And this lady, I'm going to send a video to you.
Okay.
But this lady was talking, I guess she's an abstinence coach. She was talking on some yard at some university. And so she started telling these kids about what, if you drink one margarita, you're going to open your legs. You drink two margarita, you're going to da-da-da. You drink three margarita. So she wrote it. And this girl that made a rap song, it's the song of the summer. It's called the Margarita Song. And I'm going to send it to you because she listened to this lady talk to these kids on this college campus about when you drink that one margarita, before you know, you're going to be opening up your legs.
She done made all the money. See, it's creative.
She got picked up by Swiss Beats and somebody else. And next thing you know, she got, what's her name? The model. I forgot her name.
Naomi Campbell?
No, the black, white model.
Heidi Klum.
Cindy Crawford. I'll tell you her name. I can't. But she got her opening up the video. Girl, number one song.
We need to do our podcast. I used to love her. We're gonna go find all the old ex-boyfriends of all the famous black female celebrities, and we're gonna just let them talk. Okay, so that's our new thing. That's our new jam for 2024.
We almost jumped the margarita song. One margarita, I'm gonna open my legs. Two margarita, I'm gonna give you some. Girl, you gotta hear it.
Girl, and you over there jamming with it.
Girl, look, I almost had it on because that's my happy hour song on Fridays because it's time for me to be done for the day.
Hey, well, I'm glad you spent some time with me, girl. I love you, and it was so much fun. We gotta go see Usher because if Kiki come up on that stage, I want to be in the audience to cheer her on.
You know what? Let's plan that. I gotta go see Usher. I just want to see what the hype is about. They like, if you went to Vegas and you didn't see the show,
you ain't been to Vegas.
Well, how you living?
Yeah, people going and they going just to see Usher. Girl, I almost feel bad for old boy right now because everybody done came up. Usher got a new song guy. Kiki got in the video. Her stock is up. She got the mother stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Usher got a new chick. And he at home, girl, licking his wounds.
Girl, he is hiding up in the closet.
Girl, he cried. I know
he's trying to figure out how did I miss this up.
How did this happen?
And I want to believe she the one who said, you know what, this is over. It ain't him.
It ain't him. You see, he ain't saying nothing. He said a peep. Have you seen his ass all on social media telling her what she ought to wear and what she ought to do and blah, blah, blah. Girl, that whole internet shut his ass moved down. The only person he called now is his mama because it's over for him.
What's his name? Darius Jackson?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We know so Kiki and we know Usher. Exactly. Yeah. All right, girl. See you later.
All right. See you later.
Talk to y'all next week.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. Three of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family too.
Did someone you've spent time with recently come down with COVID-19? Or have you been under the weather yourself? Then it's a good idea to test for the virus. When you take the simple nasal swab test, you'll get results in just 15 minutes. And these rapid antigen tests are available for free. You take this test privately at home, so no lab drop-off is required. Find out how your family can get your free at-home test right here in Minnesota. Go to sayyeshometest.org to learn all about it. That's sayyeshometest.org.
Children's Minnesota, the leader in specialized healthcare for kids, is here to raise awareness, standards, the bar, the stakes, the question, the curtain. On raising kids' health to the highest priority, kids need equal access to healthcare, more pediatric expertise, a voice for change. Kids need us, all of us. So let's raise them up. Children's Minnesota, the kid experts.
Summers are a great time to park it. So take time to make time in your glorious Minneapolis parks. Now when you enjoy your beaches and lakes, piers and playgrounds, trails and paths, you can also stroll through the Minneapolis park markets. Now through the end of August, there's a park market every Friday evening at Minnehaha Regional Park. And there's a park market every Sunday afternoon and evening at Lake Harriet. Meet local artisans and small business owners selling unique goods and handcrafted items created right here for you. And with every park market, there's always live local music too. August is Black Business Month, so be sure to support the park market vendors of color. Park markets. One more reason to park it in your Minneapolis parks. To find locations and hours, go to MinneapolisParks.org, then click on activities and events and look for park markets.
Do you worry that lead-based paint in your older home might be dangerous to your children or kids who visit you? Well, Hennepin County put those fears to rest. Hennepin County offers free lead tests and home assessments. If they find anything, eligible homeowners and landlords can receive up to $15,000 for work on the home, including new windows. The government banned lead-based paint 45 years ago when it was discovered that lead poisoning can affect development and cause permanent damage in young children. But 75% of those homes built before 1978 still contain some lead-based paint. As the paint degrades, it can make dust that little kids ingest when they're crawling and putting things in their mouths. So make sure your home is safe and hazard-free. Learn about testing and that $15,000 grant at hennepin.us/lead control. That's hennepin.us/lead control.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.